He says this, once one of the awliya of Allah told me a story. One of the awliya of Allah. He said that there was somebody who had made successful tawbah. This person had been living a life of sin. They had been disobeying Allah. They were far from Ahlul Bayt. They weren't doing the right thing. And this person ended up making true tawbah. When they made true tawbah, they were granted the tawfiq of seeing the Imam of the time. They would see the Imam of the time. What's so interesting is that the person who had the honor of seeing Imam Mahdi had no idea who he was talking to. So what happened is, he goes over to his teacher, and one day he's talking to his teacher, he's like, I met this wonderful guy, he's so wonderful, I meet him from time to time, he's like this, he's like this, he's like this. The teacher was one of Allah's awliya. The teacher was like, he didn't tell him, he's like, that's Imam Mahdi, this guy has no idea. He asked him, he said, do you still see him? He's like, yeah, different times I see him. He said, next time you see him, can you pass him my salams and tell him that I would like to see him? I said, why not? He comes back after some time. He said, did you see that guy? He said, yeah, I saw him. He said, when you pass salams, I told him you pass salams, he returned salams to you, and he said that we are pleased with you, but it's not in your interest that you see us right now. The point that Sayyid Fatimi Niyar got from this was this. The pleasure of the Imam is important. Even focusing on just seeing the Imam. That guy till the end, he didn't know. He was seeing the Imam. He had made that true tawbah. But the idea of the pleasure of the Imam, that being the goal.